What's up, everybody? Welcome back inside the Letterman Row Studios. It is another edition of the Letterman Lounge. Pull up a seat, grab a drink. Let's talk. It's the Letterman Lounge. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm happy that it's Friday. We are just one day closer to Ohio State training camp beginning, which means football is going to be back in our lives as we know it.
Football is arriving like a beautiful sunrise over the ocean, Matt. It is almost here. It's on the horizon, as some would say. But for now, we're going to talk Ohio State recruiting because that is always on the horizon. It's always actually, I guess it's always sunny if we're using that metaphor, because Ohio State is always recruiting. The kids are always chatting, making decisions. One in particular today that we're going to talk about, Edwin Spillman, four-star linebacker from Nashville, Tennessee, has made his decision. He has chosen the Vols over the Bucks. Matt, this was very expected. This is not a shock to anybody. And now it's just a matter of the linebacker board for Ohio State.
I wrote about how his decision shouldn't have any surprises. And now that I sit here thinking about that, I feel like I kind of ruined it for him. Maybe not. I don't know. Just the way that I had phrased that. I don't like how I did that. But that's a me problem, not an anyone else problem. But anyway, it makes a lot of sense for Spillman to pick Tennessee. He's from Nashville, so he's about 3 hours west of Knoxville. He's built up great relationships with the entire Tennessee program. Oh, and his older brother, Nate, is a wide receiver. He's a freshman wide receiver at Tennessee. One of the biggest things that Edwin was looking for in his recruitment was a family feel. And well, you're not gonna get much more of a family feel at a program than when, your brother plays for the program. But even so, I mean, Ohio State did a phenomenal job in this recruitment. There were moments where perhaps the Buckeyes had the lead in this recruitment, kind of topsy-turvy for the last maybe year or so. But then when it really came to it, Tennessee just showed Edwin things that just kept him at home. Again, that family feel, the opportunity to be part of a program that is in the expanding SEC. I mean, next year when Oklahoma and Texas are there, that's going to be, take that for what it's worth. Tennessee is looking to continue building on from a, what was it, 10 and 11 and 2 season last year, something like that. There's a lot of good vibes around Knoxville. I've never been to Knoxville. I'd like to. I think it'd be pretty cool to go there. But there are a number of reasons that kept him home instead of having him go to Ohio State. And you know what? At the end of the day, you build up relationships with these guys, and I'm happy for him, and I wish him all the best.
Yeah, man, I think it's interesting that you brought up originally the your first point of, did you ruin his announcement or whatever? But when a decision is as expected as this, like, you're not paid to keep people hanging. Like, it's like this is a very expected decision. It's like it almost is like Miles Lockhart committing to Ohio State. Like, you're right that he's going to be deciding there. He hasn't taken another visit other than Ohio State. He canceled other OBs. And it's
That's
like, hey, I think this guy might be committing to Ohio State. That's not ruining the decision.
if I
You're
could
just
just
kind
limit
of.
the if I could limit the amount of dumb things I do professionally, that makes me feel so much better,
Oh, we're going to screenshot that one. But okay. So I just think that it's interesting. Like, I get it. A lot of like recruiting reporters, and to all of your credits, you guys do yeoman's work, as the kids would say, by doing this job. And it is interesting. It's like you don't want to ruin a kid's decision, but at the same time, like, Edwin Spillman, he's expected to go to Tennessee. Could choose somewhere else, but he's very expected to go to Tennessee. And then when he goes to Tennessee, you get, first name bunch of numbers on Twitter saying you ruined his decision, and it's like, no, I just told you what was expected. So I don't know, just a little soapbox there from Spencer. Maybe we should just start a segment called Spencer's Soapbox, but I don't think anybody wants that, including you.
We should not do that.
Okay, so Edwin Spillman off the board, on to Knoxville, where you have never been apparently. Go to Knoxville, Matt. Take some time away. Go to Knoxville. Now Ohio State averts its eyes away from that, goes a little further westward. I guess not Nashville's west because it's in a different time zone than us, but really it's just south. I don't understand the time zones, Matt, and I'm not paid to understand the time zones, and neither are you. But Ohio State is looking westward at the linebacker position. You have Garrett Stover committed in this class. You may land a commitment from Kingston Viamaaso, who is the next guy on the board for Ohio State, the very important defensive piece of this class. And I think that's exactly where Ohio State turns its attention as it looks away from the Edwin Spillman recruitment.
Yeah, Ohio State has had, you know, kind of one eye on Kingston and one eye on Edwin here. And it is now 48 hours from now. Kingston will announce his decision between Ohio State, Notre Dame, and USC. You talk to anyone that covers any of those three schools, and they're all going to tell you the same thing. Well, Ohio State feels really good. Notre Dame feels really good. USC feels really good. So this one is very, very tough to read. I'll tell you why I think Ohio State. I think it's, again, the relationship with all of these linebackers. It's the relationship with James Laurinaitis that has been just so instrumental. I can't state enough how much he being Laurinaitis here, is already kind of stacking up his resume to things that Brian Hartline did at Ohio State as a wide receiver. And now, you know, he's been there. He's been in those hallways. He's been on those fields. He's been in Ohio Stadium. He's done all of those things there, and he knows what it takes. That just rings with these prospects. It rings with these kids. And then additionally, one of the biggest things for Kingston was having Ohio State show Kingston's family that Kingston's family can leave him in a place like Columbus, Ohio, and Ohio State's going to take care of him. They're going to take care of him in any way, shape, or form. And when you have basically every big name defensive guy that is on the Ohio State roster right now, particularly in the front seven, when you have all of those guys hanging around the Woody during Kingston's official visit at the end of June, which they weren't there by force. No one forced them to be there. I mean, you know that the guys hang out at the Woody all the time. But you have a guy like JT Tuimoloau, a guy from the West Coast who has been at Ohio State for going on 3 years now, can talk about his experience. You have Steel Chambers and Tommy Eichenberg and CJ Hicks and Cody Simon were all there for that visit. It helps that Garrett Stover lives 20 minutes away. So you just have all of the, oh, and Peyton Pierce had his official visit that weekend as well. You just see the breadcrumbs that Ohio State has done and has left in this recruitment, especially down the stretch here. And it to me, it just seems like the perfect fit. It just seems like the fit. There's a lot of flexibility, I think, right now with the two guys that Ohio State has in the class. And really that flexibility comes with Garrett Stover. He could be something other than a linebacker at the next level, quite honestly. He has the speed. He can change his size. Peyton Pierce is true going to be a linebacker at the next level. And with that positional versatility, that opens the door for Kingston to have a spot. And you just look at that, you look at the program trajectories of all three that are his top three between Ohio State, USC, and Notre Dame. And granted, Ohio State had to backdoor their way into the playoff last year, but that's because the defense for one of Kingston's finalists crumbled. Which, no disrespect to Utah. Utah, I think Ohio State fans have come to love the Utes. I won't speak for Buckeye Nation there, but you have to have some appreciation for Utah and what they've done. But Matt, go ahead.
Did I hear you say comfortable, fit, flexibility?
I think so. I did say all of those words, I believe.
Let me tell you about these bad boys, Matt. The Bird Dogs khaki shorts. I played golf in them this week, had a little bit of PTO. I have walked around the streets of Columbus, the streets of another city not to be named because I don't give away where I go on vacation. I've done it all while carrying this beautiful tumbler, Bird Dogs tumbler, and I've done it all in my Bird Dogs, my shorts. Guess what, Matt? These things are great because they have built-in underwear. What?
That's insane.
Flexibility, comfort. These are my favorite shorts. They're my go-tos. You can work out in them. You can run in them. You can swim in them. You can play golf in them. They have an anti-stink technology. So when you sweat, they won't stink. You won't stink. I know, Matt, sometimes you get a little sweaty in these summer days and whew, but not in the Bird Dogs. And so the Bird Dog shorts are everything you would want in a pair of shorts. They're made just like Lululemon's, only more comfortable because the people who do this make it with love. These shorts are incredible, Matt. I know you've got a couple pair that you absolutely love as well.
Yeah, I have the my favorite pairs, the camo gym ones, wearing those to the gym, and only uppers. People only see the top, just blending in, doing my work, and I don't stink. It's great.
I also love the pants, the Tiger Woods, Woulds. I play golf in those. They're great. They're the joggers. They're black. They're sleek. They're really nice. They also have that anti-stink technology in them. These shorts are and pants are everything you would want in your shorts and pants. By the way, they also have polos. This Letterman Row polo is nice. The Bird Dogs polos are even better, Matt. They're super comfortable, and you can get all of them right now at birddogs.com/LR. With every purchase, Matt, on birddogs.com/LR, you get this bad boy, the free Yeti style tumbler. It's got the Bird Dogs logo on the back. I absolutely love that. This thing is so cool. I'd be drinking out of it right now if I had some liquid, but it's early in the morning. I haven't had my coffee yet, but my coffee will be in this thing, and it's all because I went to birddogs.com/LR and use the promo code LR at checkout. Either of those will get you that free Yeti style tumbler with the shorts that have the built-in underwear in them in case you don't really feel like wearing underwear. No big deal. You can just wear the shorts and that's fine. birddogs.com/LR. With every purchase of a pair of shorts, a polo, a pair of pants, you get that free Yeti style tumbler. Go to birddogs.com/LR or use the promo code LR at checkout. Join the fun, guys, and join the movement. Bird Dogs is an absolute movement. These shorts are incredible. I would pay a crazy amount for them. Luckily, they're not too badly priced. So go to birddogs.com/LR or use the promo code LR at checkout and get yourself a pair of Bird Dogs. Look just like Matt and I, if you so choose. Back to linebacker talk, Matt. Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
A good moment for the ad read. That was a good moment.
Thank you. Comfort, flexibility, fit. Kingston Viama Asa, Bird Dogs. So that's what he's looking for. We looked for those in the shorts. Now he's looking for that in the linebacker group. James Laurinaitis, like you said, doing an excellent job, at that position. So I don't think that this loss of Edwin Spillman, it's a loss. I think he's a really talented player. I don't think that this is going to make or break the Ohio State recruiting class.
No, and I'm staying away from the term make or break as it comes to a recruiting class. If you want to find out why, check out the Letterman Lounge message board. I'm sure On3 has some good deals going on right there to subscribe. But definitely not make or break. But I will say that in terms of priority, Kingston is a little bit higher than Edwin, which is why the quote unquote loss maybe doesn't sting as bad, especially since you were going up against the in-state program of Tennessee for a Tennessee guy. But I just think it's interesting now as we move to Sunday when Kingston will make his announcement at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Because he is out in California at the world famous St. John Bosco, where they play really, really good football. And if things don't go Ohio State's way on Sunday, that's when this gets interesting. That's when this gets interesting. Ohio State has offered 13 linebackers in the 2024 cycle. And as of now, there are four that remain uncommitted. And if we say Kingston commits somewhere other than Ohio State, that would leave three options. And that's Justin Williams, the number one linebacker in the country by On3, and I'm pretty sure by the On3 industry rankings. And he has a top two of Georgia and Oregon, so out. And then there's Chris Jones out of Virginia. And Ohio State was once, they were interested, he was interested. In the fall last year, but now he appears to be heading down to Athens, Georgia. not to be confused with Athens, Ohio. And then the last one is a little known prospect named Devin Smith, not the Devin Smith that Ohio State knows, I should say, but another linebacker out of Georgia who has a top five of schools like Kentucky, LSU, South Carolina, Auburn, Alabama are at that five. And Ohio State was kind of late to the punch in his recruitment. He hasn't taken a visit to Ohio State yet. But that is someone that they have identified as could play at Ohio State with the offer. So you have those three that are left. And then you look at the breakdown of that, of those three, and well, it might just have to be two if it doesn't end up being Kingston on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a bad place to be either. I think Ohio State would be okay with two. I think that it would be even better with three. Especially as you start to introduce the Jack position, I think two linebackers per class is probably somewhere that you might be okay with being. But a third to restock that room after you lose Tommy Eichenberg and Steel Chambers and potentially Cody Simon after this year, I don't think would be a terrible thing for Ohio State. Anything else, Matt, on this linebacker decision? Edwin Spillman to Tennessee. Now Ohio State focuses on Kingston Viamaasa. I think that we have covered all of our bases when it comes to the linebacker decision.
Yeah, I think so. Things are, I mention this at the top of my stories every time I write about the defensive recruiting class, but it's just one piece at a time. You know, we saw in the spring, the offense, it was just a big wave and it felt like every other day it was an offensive commitment, but there's a very methodical approach to this defensive class. And it is just one piece at a time. And I think it's going to continue being that way heading down the stretch.
Down the stretch, you might say. Ohio State about to hit the home stretch of the offseason, the preseason even, as they inch toward the 2023 football season. Letterman Row will have full coverage of that beginning next week with Big Ten Media Days. Matt will be all over the big visit weekend that comes up when the dead period ends. This upcoming weekend, Ohio State hosting a lot of elite prospects, I believe on Friday, Matt. We're going to have a lot of fun covering that. The Letterman Lounge will be covering it. We'll be talking about it all. Thanks for hanging out with us in the Letterman Lounge. We always appreciate you watching the videos, liking the videos, subscribing to the videos, leaving us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcast, leave that five-star review. Hit the bell underneath this video. Help us out at LettermanRow.com. And come join the Letterman Row movement. LettermanRow.com. We're starting to really pick up some steam there. We hope to see you there. Matt Parker on the recruiting side, 40-year vet Tim May. Andy Backstrom on the team side. We do it 365 days a year because we love doing it 365 days a year. Matt Parker, Spencer Holbrook, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the latest Letterman Lounge. Go to birddogs.com/LR or use the promo code LR at checkout to get your hands on that Yeti-style tumbler with any purchase. And we will see you back in the Letterman Lounge next week.